Have you ever heard of someone being referred to as a narcissist? This word is often used to describe someone who has an elevated self-importance and who comes across as incredibly selfish. It's not easy to be married to someone exhibiting these traits. However, the term narcissist is sometimes misused. On the next Family Matters, we'll give you a clearer understanding of this personality disorder, so don't go away. I'm Graham Schnell for Family Matters, where we offer practical advice from Focus on the Family. We received a question from a wife whose husband is behaving in ways that are harmful to the marriage. She asks, "What exactly is a narcissist? I've always assumed this is just a popular way of describing an extremely egotistical person, but lately I've heard the word used as if it were some sort of technical term, as if someone could actually be diagnosed with narcissism. I have a personal reason for asking. My spouse is very self-centered, and his behavior has hurt our relationship in many ways over the years. Now I'm wondering if he might be dealing with a serious psychological problem. What do you think?" You're quite right that narcissist is indeed something more than a popular name for a person with a big ego. Psychologists use the term narcissism to refer to a personality disorder consisting of a pattern of traits and behaviors characterized by self-focus, lack of empathy for others, obsession with self-gratification, and a number of related attitudes. The condition can be mild, moderate, or severe to the point of expressing itself in destructive and sociopathic behaviors. The bona fide narcissist is not simply a selfish person, as we would normally understand that term. Everything he does is self-serving. He's incapable of acknowledging personal responsibility or accountability, consistently shames and blames others for his problems, and often employs verbal or emotional abuse as a method of maintaining control in a relationship. According to the late Dr. David Gatewood, a diagnosis of narcissism is justified when the individual in question exhibits 4 inflexible traits over a long period of time and in a wide variety of personal and social situations. The first is entitlement. The narcissist consistently expects to get without giving. He thrives on the adoration and admiration of others and will seek it out regardless of the cost to close or ongoing relationships. He believes that the world owes him glory. The second trait is image keeping. In the mind of the narcissist, family members, loved ones, friends, and associates are simply extensions of himself. They exist solely to keep up his grandiose self-image, and they're expected to do so even at great cost to themselves. If they fail, the narcissist will consider them disloyal and may even find some way to punish them in return. He can't stand having his image minimized or tainted in any way by others. Depersonalization is the third trait of a narcissist. People close to the narcissist are usually treated in an impersonal way, like furniture or mere accessories to the narcissist's agenda. They're supposed to support him in everything he says or does, and are never allowed to have differing viewpoints or opinions of their own. The narcissist will use denial, arrogance, charm, exaggeration, or persuasion to keep himself in a superior position with little or no thought to how this might negatively impact those around him. He's usually extremely adept at making himself look good at others' expense. And the fourth trait is interpersonal exploitation. The narcissist employs manipulation to get his own way. He can do this either by flattering others or by putting them down. From his perspective, it doesn't really matter which strategy he uses, as long as it achieves the goal. Blame shifting is common. At other times, he'll highlight the weaknesses of others to keep himself in a position of power. He may even twist the pattern of playing the part of the weak or vulnerable person himself. It's all part of a scheme to maintain control by keeping others off balance. If you believe that your spouse falls into the category of a narcissist and you'd like to discuss your concerns at greater length, don't hesitate to call Focus on the Family's counseling department to speak to a trained counselor. They can also supply you with a list of preferred specialists practicing in your area. Call 031-716-3300 or log on to safamily.co.za and click on the counseling link. This program was produced by Focus on the Family. I'm Graham Schnell, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Family Matters.